Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to part two, Man Baggage, Paige Turley, Matt Terry. We're talking about sensitivity and fragility.
You're almost psychic. It's going to be my next question, Matt, about how different we are when we're amongst women and female friends. But I wonder, Paige, what it's like the other way around. If it's all the lads, do you sort of rein it in, your emotional response? Does it work in reverse?
No, I don't think I would, to be fair. Like, I'm not the biggest crier, but I mean, if I had to cry in front of my guy friends, who I've got quite a lot of guy friends.
What about Scotland England World Cup or Euros?
I was crying for a bit, but then when I seen you in the final, I was like, oh, karma, karma's beautiful.
Eating your pasta and crying parmesan.
Sorry, guys.
I love it.
But I've found that a lot of my guy friends will come to me for advice, and they'll come and they'll, if they're having relationship advice or they're having issues in a relationship, they will come to me and I'll say, do you know, have you spoke to your mates? Nah. And I'm like, but why? Or if one of them's broke up and I'm like, have you spoke to so-and-so? Nah, we just don't really speak about it. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, they lived together. They were in a relationship for however many years. What do you mean you've not asked your mate, is everything all right? Like, it's such a big change. That just baffles me.
That is the main thing that every mental health charity that I work with, and I work with a few, says that needs to change, about blokes checking in and with blokes and sharing with other blokes.
I just don't understand it. If I knew one of my friends was going through that, the first thing I would be phoning them every day, let's go for coffee, let's do whatever. And even if not every single day we're talking about really in-depth stuff, literally just the question of, are you all right?
Yeah. I don't know, you must have a few long-term relationships under your belt, Matt, at 28. You must have done a few, smashed a few plates. I mean, Lindsay's head, like, I can go to the pub, I could go out of here at 6 p.m. and roll in at 3 a.m. and I'd be eating in the kitchen with my burger and she'll come down just to laugh at how drunk I am. So go on, give me all the gossip. What do you mean? Oh, what's happening? Nothing's fucking happening. It was just a wicked night. We were laughing all night. Yeah, but what about Darren, his wife left him? I didn't talk about that. What about John's new job? No, I didn't talk about it. Well, his kid's not been very well. Oh, yeah, I forgot. He didn't mention. What the fuck did you talk about?
Yeah.
9 hours. There was no football on.
No.
There was no screen at the pub. And I'm thinking, what the fuck did we talk about? And I realise all we've done is send each other porn on our phones and then laugh while the other person watches it and just tell dirty jokes and talk shit like 11-year-olds for the entire night.
Honestly, when I'm with my mates, all we do is rip each other apart. Whoever can embarrass or mug off the other one, that is all we do. And to be honest, I've never even noticed until you just said that. Because I was thinking, what do we all talk about? But the most thing we do is just try and mug each other off.
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Night.
And you don't grow out of that badly.
No.
And it's crazy, isn't it? Because you get home and you think, what did I talk about? And whereas Lindsay walks in after a half hour coffee and she's like, right, here's a PowerPoint presentation of all the shit and gossip I've discovered in 30 minutes. Check out what Becky really feels about her man and graph point two.
What? Literally?
That kills me. Can we meet Lindsay, please? Can we meet her on?
We need, I'm too scared. I'm in the doghouse today for doing something topless. So let's talk a little bit about family, your family backgrounds. Were you a sensitive child, Paige? Well, I'll ask you both, but I mean, didn't you start on the stage quite young?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I was sensitive in terms of like criticism. I've always kind of been quite sensitive to that. I'm a Leo. I'm like, I like to be loved. I like to be in the spotlight, you know.
Same.
So if you hurt my feelings, I will take that and I will probably cry for a good hour. But in terms of like if I had to fall over, I was never a crier as a child. So much so, my mum used to worry. You know, I'd come in with an egg in my head and she'd be like, you are concussed because otherwise, why are you not crying? So in terms of like that, I think I was, emotionally, I was sensitive. But like physically, if something had to happen, I'd be fine.
Matt, what about you as a child? Were you a quiet, sensitive child? What was your family like? Was it a loud? You know, like there's two types of family. TVs are so loud, it's reverberating through the walls. And the people that just have like one bar and they buy a microwave and it lasts for 20 years and nothing breaks. Yeah, whereas my family, like an oven door comes off, the Hoover's broken, everyone's shouting. What type of family were you?
So to touch base, I feel like I'm the exact, actually opposite to you, Paige, of the fact where I, like, for example, like, I don't know, criticism, kill, whatever. I've always been quite independent and I like being on my own. I'm good on my own and I validate myself. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but...
Well, I would say masturbate, but, you know, whatever verb you want.
Very that. very that. So it's, you know, yeah, he's got his pecs out.
So that's good, though. So you've learned... But where do you think you've learned that self-sufficiency? Were you an only child?
So actually... It's interesting. My family, like with three boys, I'm the middle child.
Ooh.
And, oh, guys.
Well, there's been lots of essays written about middle children.
Anyway, but it's true. It's true. Like they all, like we were very rowdy, play fight. Like I've pulled knives on my brothers. We've like.
What?
Yeah, you know, all those things.
What do you mean?
And you say, I'm Scottish hooligan.
Yeah, like
messing around knives or arguing.
Of course,
knives.
Not at this age, you know. Like, I remember my little brother being such a little shitbag that I wanted to scare him so much. He's 2 years younger than me that I ran at him with the biggest knife I could find. Like that's where we were.
Wow. You know. Classic gentle banter.
Yeah. And then he did get his own back because he chipped my front teeth like with a door.
Jesus.
So that's the sort of family that we were. But I feel like, interestingly, I get my strong side from my mum. Like, my mental strength is from her. And my dad, literally, who is like, bald, geezer, I'm proud of you, son. That guy. Like, proper there, South London, like, yeah, I'm proud of you, son. Whereas he will cry. Like, when I was on the show, he cried every time. Whenever I open my mouth to sing, he cries. Even when he saw me come out of a stage door after I'd done a musical and he's seen fans screaming at me, he's standing in the corner crying.
Aww.
And my mum is the strongest woman I've ever met. Obviously, I'm closer, so, you know. But she's taught me, like, my strength. In my darkest days, it's been her to pull me out. So I feel like I probably get my emotional... Jezekiah crying from my dad and get my strength
combo,
yeah get my strength of like, you know, myself and my brain and my mind is from my mum. And then I guess being the middle child, most of the time kind of got to an age, not now we're all three of us super close, but I was always completely independent.
It's a shit, Carney. You're the oldest and the youngest at all times.
Exactly. Well, it was that. It was like my mum would put us on a plane. Like my grandparents lived in Spain, and I'd be the one with the passports and the paperwork and everything. She just trusted. It was always me on put it on my shoulders, but I can handle it. Like that's how I felt anyway. And she has asked me now that I'm an adult, a grown man. She's like, oh, I did wonder how did I ever, because I relied on you so much to look after them, you know. So and I was just like, nah, you're good, mum. It's fine. It's calm.
That's beautiful to hear. So, Paige, what about your family background? Because for years, the women have had the battle of, so now I've got to be a working woman. Thank you, feminism. But I also need to be Mother Earth and do like breastfeeding pictures, but at the same time, earn 500 grand a year and be on a board. You know, fuck being a woman. Well, guess what? It's come full circle. Now, men, they already have all the power and the money and the being on the board bit. Now, if we're not like crying and able to know how to burp a baby and being able to like feed a newborn with express milk at 2 a.m., we're Neanderthals. So we've got it in the other direction now. We get paranoid that we're not emotionally literate and sensitive enough around babies, and sort of girls have got to be tough because they want to be seen as a CEO. So we've gone and borrowed each other's instead of things becoming equal, we've borrowed each other's poisonous paranoias and imported them. What was your family background like?
My dad, similar to Matt, he's like he was a hard guy back in his day. You know, he was quite a man's man, pints and pub and whatever. Since he's got older, I've seen him getting a lot more sensitive. You know, similar, like he'll cry because like sort of he cried and stuff. He'll cry. I don't know, he's lost his parents. So if there's a certain song that comes on, I'll see him getting upset. But I think if we had seen that from a younger age, my brother wouldn't be as deep. So it's nice that you see that from your dad, Matt. And I think that's what you need to see more of, introducing it, like you say, from a really young age, because it's like, if they see it more, then it's a bit like, all right, it's a bit more acceptable. It's no this kind of hiding everything and no asking your friends because you don't want to hear what they've got to say, or, you know, why would you chat about that? That's bird chat.
Yeah, and you know what? It's actually really, I've never thought of it like that. I guess I am. You make me feel like I'm quite lucky to have my dad, because he's like, the way I describe him is like, if you overtake him on the wrong side of the motorway, he'll pull you over and pull you out your car. But then he is the most gentlest
he'll punch you gently.
Smack and give me a kiss on the cheek.
Let me just put my glove on because I don't want this to hurt.
Exactly. but then it's just that the smallest little thing makes him shed a tear. And I think, like, you're right, actually, it probably is thanks to seeing him, like, allow his emotions again with us as a family. Like, I see that with him, and maybe that's why I feel like I can.
Yeah, I think so.
So yeah, that's cool.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I don't want to run out of time. We do need to finish talking about relationships. It's a really interesting one here. This goes the other way than I would expect it to. So men are more sensitive about relationship quality, while young women are more affected by their relationship status. So women are more affected by saying, he's my long-term boyfriend, there's commitment, we're exclusive. Whereas the men are like, don't give a shit about any of that. The young men are more sensitive to relationship quality, such as how supportive or straining it is. I mean, that blows my mind. But I suppose, knowing what I know about women, which is a lot, right? triple digits, bitch. No, joking. So, no, but what I mean is, I know that Lindsay would get a lot more embarrassed about what people thought of our relationship, for example, if something went wrong. That would be her primary, oh my God, everyone's saying this about us. Whereas I'd be like, who gives a shit what they're saying? Like, are we okay? That's what I would focus on first. Now, when you think about it, Paige, it's one of the few examples I can find where men are deeper and less shallow than women. I can't think of any others. Hardly any.
I totally agree. See, if we were out and, I don't know, something had happened and there was friction between us and have an argument, he would be like, I would say stupid enough to have it there. Whereas I'd be like, shut up, do you know, let's not let everybody else see what's going on and let's just deal with it when we get back to the flat. Whereas he's like, why?
I would be shitting. Imagine if Paige said that to you. You'd shit yourself.
I ain't going
home. Wait till you get fucking back to the flat.
About 2 hours later, you'd look at her thinking, she'd forgotten. I've forgotten you, you cunt.
I'm coming to stay at your house, mate. I ain't going back there.
Telling it.
I love that. Now, to be fair, I have to say, can relate, I would do the same. Same as you, Paige. I'd be like, not here.
Yeah. I mean, you'll probably tell by my face, I will be like, fucking, you're having this conversation, don't worry about
it. Terrifying. I hate that feeling. Yeah. It's like being a kid, isn't it? When you know you're out with a girl or your girlfriend or your wife and you know you're in trouble and waiting till you get home to get in trouble. It's the worst feeling. Like, I could have said something wrong to the wrong girl. Like, I'm allowed to do flirty dancing, but then I'll take it too far and, like, be grinding on some random girl and I'd see Lindsay going, you're fucking dead when we get in. And the whole night, I'll be thinking I've got away with it. We're living a nice bit of food. And as we walk in, bang, you fucking prick. So we're right back to the beginning, really, but I don't feel like we got to the bottom of it about, is sensitivity attractive? The good version, obviously, we don't want to go out with someone who's like getting triggered and angry and crying the whole time. But you've got to admit, Paige, it is very confusing, particularly for, I would say, younger men, certainly under 25, but probably under 30. I think by the time you get to about 28, in my experience, most girls are pretty sick of having their heart shat out and stamped on by Darren, the coke-dealing builder, and they're ready for someone who's a bit more sensitive and kind. But for men under 27, 28, it is very confusing, Paige, because we're told to be more sensitive and read women's cues, and it's time to start respecting women. But the only person getting laid is Neanderthal Darren.
I mean,
what the fuck is going on?
I completely understand. I come from a show where you go in and you pick someone who looks good. Do you know, you've never spoke to them, you go, I'm going to
share a bed with you. But if two guys look good, two guys look equally good, and one's like, yeah, my name's Tom, yeah, and whatever. And the other guy's like, oh my God, my name's Tom. Oh God, this is really scary, isn't it? Can we come talk about our feelings? Maybe less camp than I've just done it. But let's talk about our feelings in the corner. We know who's getting laid first. Moody Tom with no feelings.
But I mean, that backfires every time. So maybe that's something that us as females need to adjust. You know, maybe it's us that are getting our hearts broken because we're going with all the knobs of the day.
So, but when does sensitivity become attractive in a man? Is it after a girl has fallen in love with you? So do you need to play the game of being Mr. Grey for a couple of weeks? And then for it to be a sustainable relationship, I need to show that I've got more sort of Terry Senior.
Yes, absolutely. You need to show me that you've got empathy. You know, if I'm having a shit day, that you're going to realise this and you're going to be like, let's go do something to change that. Do you know what I mean? Rather than just being like, you've had a shit day, I'm going to sit in fucking Xbox and my pants be socks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, any chance of a hand job?
No. Yeah, do you know what I mean? <It's>
like... I'll downgrade to a hand job from what I was thinking. Is that
yeah, it? Exactly.
So Matt, I think it's an even more complicated and dangerous question the other way around, because it's quite difficult for men to answer this without seeming like we're sexist or old school. But how attractive is it if you're dating a woman that is very sensitive? Really? I mean, it's all very well making fun of girls for wanting to bang Darren the Neanderthal, but when I think back, I've never like looked at which girl's been the most sensitive in the corner and been attracted to her. The type of man that's attracted to an overly sensitive girl is not normally a very nice guy. Oh, she looks quite sensitive.
Yeah. I'm dead. Oi, all your voices are killing me.
No, but it's quite hard for us to even talk about this as guys without saying the wrong thing. So let's create a safe space where we can be honest. Now, how attractive is sensitivity in a woman?
I would say I don't want to see everything straight away. Like, I think what you guys touched on just now of, do I need to sort of keep some sort of a mystery? And then the further we get in and the more you get to know somebody is, the more you can open up, the more you can start to share and show and empathy and feelings and all of these things. So I think for me, it would have to be a gradual process, because if somebody's like fucking meet you straight away, balls to the wall, this is me, I'm triggered, I'm this, I'm that, that fucking scares the shit out of me. And I'll be like, whoa. But like you said, like, and as
it's
we
what
touched,
stand-up is like every night of the fucking week when you're stage, by the way.
I love that. I think like you said, it's like, it has negatives and positives right at the beginning, right? Like, it's almost a spectrum of like, where does it go? If it's in terms of a relationship and getting to know people, I think I would prefer it to be, or as much as myself as the other person, to be released slowly. And the closer you get, the more sensitive and open you can get. And I feel like if you don't feel comfortable, maybe that person isn't for you. I don't know.
It's the mantra that works for both men and women. Don't show your full mental self until they love you, and then they can't escape.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you love me yet?
That.
Right, I'm a fucking nutter.
Yeah. Let me shut the door open.
But talking about that spectrum, I wonder, I think the answer to this is yes, given that nearly every successful couple I know have this. Do you think you need one that's, both obviously need sensitivity and empathy, but does it work better where one is noticeably more sensitive and empathetic than the other? Because all of the successful couples I know are opposite. They're not like both really in a dialogue. And the ones where they're both really sensitive, it's fine for a while. And then they're doing like American talking for about 5 hours after every argument. I get your viewpoint. Let's role play. And the ones with no sensitivity at all are just like two Ted Bundys that end up killing each other. So do we need opposites, Paige and Matt, the pair of you?
No, definitely. Like, Because sometimes when Finn is a bit more sensitive and I'm a bit more like tough love, there's times where I think you don't need me to be sensitive and to say there. You need to hear about tough love and go, no, get your shit together, do you know?
So, Matt, you seem like, at least to us, the sort of quite emotionally literate, able to express your feelings. So are you better with a girl that's less like that rather than what than is even more like that than you?
I would say I need to be... not the toughest. That is such a dickhead word to say.
Yeah.
Not the toughest.
But so fucking hot.
Yeah. Like, if I'm, like, this sensitive, then, like, they've got to be, like, probably more than I am, because I feel like I get often told that I do take a moment to, like, although I can express how I feel, I do take a moment to be able to, and then I get to a certain level. But, like, my mum and dad, my mum mm-hmm. is, like, bad bitch vibes. My dad is, like, you know, sensitive, lovely
crying
man.
Crying at hairspray, yes, we know.
Exactly. And they are perfect because, like, and I feel like that's probably why I have that outlook, because of my parents, yeah. Because I feel like I'm my mum, so I need somebody like my dad. Do you know what I mean? It's like somebody a bit more sensitive, a little more, you know, easier, you know, flow, whereas, you know,
I love that.
Yeah,
that defines it perfectly.
Yeah, just a bit more. I'm a bit more direct, and then they can like be like the waves for listeners to help.
Love it. Well, I feel like this, as well as having a bloody good time talking to you, I feel like there's so much practical stuff in there that will help people that have maybe been wondering or got some challenges in this area. So I hope we normally do, made you giggle a bit, but giving you a toolbox of things to do. I think what we've learned is don't mess with Paige if you're dating her.
Hell no.
Because you'll get killed, but later in the night.
Absolutely.
And Matt's dad cries at everything. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening to Man Baggage. I've been a Russell Kane. If you have come here as fans of either Paige Turley or Matt Terry, highly likely, do hang around. Hit subscribe, leave a review, but make sure it's nice, because I'm so sensitive I can't fucking handle it. Thank you very much to Paige and Matt, and see you again next time.
Bye.
Thank you,
bye,
mate.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.